Bronson. And then after that is Uncle Dennis, and then Dennis.
Okay. So we've got a lot of these Earth First songs, revolutionary songs that we kind of sing. A lot of them are really old school. Got a little kind of hippie vibe to them. It's cool, but figured I'd bring some maybe some fresh beats. All right. This first one's about, it's probably not your most favorite tool. I feel like that's the monkey wrench. But maybe one of them that's pretty up there in the list, your bolt cutters. My girl gave me a bolt cutter. We love to break in. We claim all the spaces they forgot they had taken. And all this is ours. It's gonna be what we make it. If only the stars were close enough, we would paint them. Yeah. They said we couldn't have that. Square in the eye right back said, yeah, yeah. We're gonna take it anyway. That's that. Anyway, we don't feed out your hand. Look what we built with a grain of sand. It's the end of the golden era. We don't buy terror. We define terror. Me and my girl, we on the run, but we shoot back when the lawman come. Hard to sleep when the darkness creeps, but we don't quit till the job is done. We were trying to be quiet, but you incited a riot. Conquer divided. We learned and applied it. Arrogance, audacity. Your love is from a magazine. My love loads a magazine and should be shooting on you motherfucks. Duck. My girl gave me a bolt cutter. We love to break in. We claim all the spaces they forgot they had taken. And all this is ours, it's gonna be what we make it. If only the stars were close enough, we could paint them. Yeah. You know I've seen a little glory, and your trinket isn't it. Save your voice, I know the story. Man abandoned, sinking ship. I heard you did your dissertation on the rise and fall of man. Said the golden era's over, but we'll rise and fall again. We lost some ground, we lost some time. Man, look alive, we lost enough. Yeah, we finders now. Clean that shit up, you're losing blood. This ain't Kansas, now show of hands if you said your prayers. Now put them down if you got answers. This place, it takes the faith of a mantis. She likes to spend the night in graveyards. Loves fair, plays hard. But that's for keeps, yeah, that's for keeps. She'll break my skin with the needle. I'll break my hand in the face that ever questions her equal. Yeah, that's for creeps. There ain't no ground where I'm looking. We climb up twisted stairs. It's funny, cause I'm so high, I'm more twisted than when I see her running. We're going up to the top. She wants to see our city dripping in electric petals. It's crazy, but kind of pretty. She told me, watch your step. I'll follow close. Fuck it if we get caught. The strongest links in the chain are the first to get cut. Together we all fade. Keep the blade in the gut. They kept us in a cage too long to think they care about us. My girl gave me a bolt cutter. We love to break in. We claim all the spaces they forgot they had taken. And all this is ours. It's gonna be what we make it. And only... if only the stars were close enough, we would paint them. Yeah, the sign said something easily forgotten clearly. And time is not my problem, she reminds me nearly hourly. I notice till I don't. All rules respected less with every step, neglecting lessons about trespass. Passing old plans, lost to the rent, laugh till we sick, passing a twist. So savage we nag at your standards and spit with a generally messed up view. Says who? That handle is safe. We don't give too much weight to the life of a worm's eye view. We play like birds, prey, any place warm, stay, love it. We own our own space, roam, home, any place aimed, go. All right, this other song was really dear to me when a lot of my friends moved away from Mankato, where I'm originally from. I was just kind of the lone wingnut anarchist kind of around trying to go wilding out all by myself. It's called Fuck Yo Stuff. My whole crew's on some shit, scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, kicking out your DJ, rock it, then we dip. We don't watch the replay, we play. Looking out though like Malcolm, just when I thought that this culture was okay, go and doubt him. Fuck dumbing it down, spit ice, skip jewelry. Molotov cocktails on me like accessories. Teach you how to front. I am really raw. I ain't seen a mirror in a month, but I stay fly. Spinning, man. Flipping out in the breeze. I'm a ceiling fan. I'm a gim. I can show you how to bump. Something heavy in the back. Marshall stacks in the trunk. Got the wind down. I got the heat turned up. On blast wagon. I'm on the West Bank. Handling the style. Oh, catch me on a min, pissing in some convertible, trying to create some tension. book discussing Christopher Hitchens or how to make bombs with shit you find in your kitchen. Listen, hey, my whole crew's on some shit. Scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, kicking out your DJ, rock it, then we dip. We don't watch the replay, nah. We play. I never cared about your bucks. So if I run up with a mask on, probably got a gas can too, and I'm not here to fill her up. Nah, we came to riot. Here to incite. We don't want any of your stuff. Keep sticking to the script, man. We never seen that shit. We knew the secrets before they went ahead and WikiLeaked it. Mom banging out the speakers, hoping to smash capital quotes on the world leaders. They in the past, and we dancing on the ashes. Onward, upward, laughing at the masses. Thinking while they sit, I just go off on the ass, wearing last year's trash, ladies still be batting lashes. And trying to smash us, the passion of go, a lack of a muzzle and a style that's fucking irrational. My whole crew's on some shit, scuffing up your Nikes, spitting on your whip, kicking out your DJ, rock it, then we don't watch the replay. I ain't kidding, I got this brick in my hand, my whole crew's on some shit. Skin up your Nikes, spitting on your, kicking out your DJ, then we dip. We don't watch the replay, we play.
All right, word. Now we have Uncle Dennis. After that is Dennis, followed by Ruddy Brennan Farmer, if y'all wanna gather up.
All right, everybody, put on your thinking caps. Send your mind way back into history. If you attended the Earth First History course today, you'll have a clue. You all are going to take the Am I an Earth Firster quiz. All right, raise your hand. Who is Ed Abbey?
Author.
Dead guy.
Anarchist.
Writer.
Son of a wobbly.
And?
Title of a book.
Inspiration for Earth First.
There you go. All right, all of those. Who founded Earth First?
Dave Foreman.
Jesus Christ.
We got one, Dave Foreman.
Howie Wolf.
Mike Rozelle.
Bart Kohler.
Bart Kohler. One more. Not Jim Flint.
Ron Kezar.
Ron Kezar. All right, we got him? All right, what is Earth First motto?
No compromise in defense of Mother Earth.
All right.
You're fucked up. Where's my beer?
Eat and excrete. Eat and excrete.
There is no hope except for us white men.
All right, I think we got enough answers to that one. What is the significance of the monkey wrench?
You use it to fuck shit up.
Right, Perfect. First answer. I love
Great
it.
Tool for the job.
Everything's a bolt.
All right.
Everything is in a nail.
Who in the Earth First Movement invented tree sitting?
Hypothetical.
Hey, not Julia Butterfly.
Great King.
Huh?
Great King?
I'm not sure it was Great King.
Mike Jacobel, LeBron Huber's assistant.
And Mr. Jacobel, I believe, is here.
He is.
Raise your hand. All right. He passed out. Name two or more books written by Earth Firsters.
Green Rage.
Industrial Society in the Future.
How many of you have read more than two of these books?
Oh!
Get your butt to a bookstore. All right. Here's one that ought to be easy.
Don't kill our love. Yeah.
Here's one that ought to be easy. Name five Earth First musicians.
David Lloyd. Jason Earl.
Thunder Pig.
Peter Barry.
Walking Jim Stokes, Dakota Sid, Cecilia Ostro.
Get in!
Seth!
Oh, Dakota Sid, yeah!
Dennis Fritzinger.
Lil Moss!
Okay, there were a lot of names there. And, all right, who was Judy Berry?
Fucking awesome.
A labor organizer in her first day.
A union.
They tried to blow her up.
Fiddler.
A mushroom discovered by Dave Foreman and Mike Rizzo.
What is the longest running Earth First campaign or campaign started by an Earth Firster? The Buffalo Field campaign is still running.
What about Sea Shepherd? That's still running.
Okay, Sea Shepherd is still running.
Seeds of Peace?
Seeds of Peace was not started by Earth Firsters.
Rainforest Action Network.
Rainforest Action Network.
That's not a campaign.
That's a tech.
All right. Who is Paul Watson?
Oh, yeah. Paul Watson.
All the above.
TV star.
All right.
That was a big boat.
What is Turtle Island?
Here.
Specifically?
North America.
North America. All right. Who is Daryl Cherney and why should we care?
We shouldn't.
He made that movie about Judy Berry.
And a song or two. Followed by the FBI. Really
co-founded Headwaters Forest Movement. Got blown up.
Got blown up.
For your sins.
You surprised me to act. Actually, I didn't know how to drive.
Composer of Mosquito Party.
All right, what was the first Earth First t-shirt? And if you have one on, stand up. No, I don't see one yet.
Green t-shirt with a fist in a white circle and the words Earth and First.
Yeah, and right.
No exclamation.
Woo!
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. It was a fist in a circle with Earth and First, and it was either in black or white on a green shirt. All right. Right there. But the Earth First goes sideways,
yeah,
like
not,
this.
Not
yeah, not around. All right. Who acts as if she invented tree sitting?
Julia Butterfly.
Name two or more slogans typically repeated endlessly by Earth Firsters.
Earth First.
Where's my beer?
Earth
First.
What goes up?
No compromise in defense of mother?
No job.
Earth First.
Keep it wild.
The wild?
Nature backs last.
The schedule's running a little behind.
Just a couple more questions. All right. Name five Earth First infiltrators.
Mike Fain.
Anna.
Harry Klassen.
Okay, we've got Barry Clausen, Mike Fain, Anna.
Leo Valentino. Leo Mulholland.
Ron Frazier.
All right.
Somebody here right now.
Yeah, if you're an infiltrator, let's have your name. All right. Name the two most common forest names.
Tree.
Forest.
Doc.
Willow.
All right. How many Earth Firsters can you fit in a Volkswagen microbus?
Two more.
Depends on how much beer.
Depends how much beer you got.
None, because it's full of beer.
All right. We're getting to the end here. What is base camp?
Trick question.
Cancun for Earth Firsters.
Isn't that a place where everybody hangs out, drinks beer, and smokes dope, waiting for the action to be over?
There you go.
There you go. Can I bring my dog there?
No!
Here's the final question. At what rendezvous was the most beer consumed?
Not this one.
Colorado 92.
We're not finished yet.
No, three cakes doesn't even get into the running.
Idaho.
Yeah, I think it's Idaho.
What?
It might have been Montana.
Colorado, 92.
Okay.
What year was that?
You did pretty well.
Was that 96?
We got Dennis, and then after that, Ruddy, Brenna, and Farmer. And then after that, Elizabeth.
Howdy, folks. It's great to be back. I usually start by reading a few haiku that I write early in the morning when I'm walking around and everybody's still crashed out from the night before. I have to shuffle a few pages here. Okay. This is kind of like a serious one. This time of day, there's very few people up. I walk in silence. And I have another one here somewhere. Through the canopy, you've probably seen this, right? Through the canopy, the stars appear very large. Midsummer camping. Now I want to write. Want to read another new one. We're familiar with the idea of, with Trickster. Usually we think Trickster's coyote or maybe crow, but it's my contention that Trickster can also be a plant. So this Trickster. No, really. I mean you no harm. I don't know why you avoid me. Leaves of three, let it be, is a chant that's sure to get my dander up. I stole my leaf shape from oak because I admired it. And who wouldn't? Oaks are royal. Can I help it if I excrete oils that make you itch? They're for my protection. It's a dangerous world, after all, and frankly, I think I'd do well in it. My leaves change color with the seasons, and I sometimes climb like a vine just to confuse you. But I mean no harm. It's a Trickster in me, and Trickster, as you know, has a lot to teach. So that was my attempt to honor one of the inhabitants here. And let's see. Okay. Next. Got to get this out again. I pulled this out of memory on the way here because I thought it would be appropriate. From the plastic scene to the Pleistocene is a big step for mankind. But for a man who says, I can, it's a small step in his mind. There's a woolly mammoth up in Klamath waiting to awake, while his Bigfoot neighbor and a toothed cat, Saber, hang out by the lake. When the glacier marches through the golden arches, you'll know the time has come. That's half the battle. So shake a bone rattle and beat time on the drum. From the plastic scene to the Pleistocene, it's a step we have to take. So strum a new tune, howl at the moon, and give your buns a shake. Thank you. Now I want to reach back into time and pull something forward. Roger Featherstone used to do. This is in the pages of the Earth First Journal. It's Green Fire Chant. So this is the way it goes. What makes the Earth First Movement? And the answer is green fire. So you get the idea. What makes the Earth First Movement?
Green fire.
What sets us apart?
Green fire.
What is our greatest strength?
Green fire.
What is our message?
Green fire.
When someone looks into an Earth Firster's eyes, what do they see?
Green fire.
What makes it really hard?
There we go.
What brings the FBI?
So, moving right along. Okay. I want to thank Rod for the Wolf Tour, and that inspired me to bring this poem. It's called Wolfs. They're howlers and growlers, uncouthy and toothy, have big feet and like meat. They're wolfs. They're puppies they protect while they teach them respect, and their dinner they dissect. They're wolfs. As they run across the snow at 30 below, green their eyes glow. They're wolfs. When you sit in your sauna, think charismatic megafauna. The food chain's top banana. there was. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this next one is a little bit of a history lesson, so maybe it needs a little explanation. There was a jaguar that crossed from Mexico into Arizona. You may remember him. He had the name of Macho B. I decided I would write a ballad in his honor, and I won't say any more because the ballad will do all the talking for me. He was looking for a lady jaguar. He had come up north to see if there were any ladies for a jaguar such as he. He had come up desert canyons and slipped through desert draws. He was young and liked adventure and had time on his paws. By night in the stars he hunted. He rested during the day. He knew how to keep well hidden, or so the papers say. Yet a stationary camera took his picture as he passed, and all the wildlife biologists said, "There's a jaguar here at last." For they knew that down in Mexico, the mighty cats still roamed, and they figured that Arizona wasn't that different from their home. Sure, there had been sightings early in the century, but no one had seen one in a while, till along came Macho B. For that was the name they gave him. It's silly, and that's a fact, but that was the name they gave him, and they couldn't take it back. All the reporters loved it, the wildlife biologists too, so Macho B's reputation just grew and grew and grew. Yet humans are also hunters of a grim and deadly sort, and sometimes they hunt for science, and sometimes they hunt for sport. The hunter becomes the hunted, and then a casualty. And that, dear friends, I'm afraid is what happened to Macho B. Somebody set a trap out, we don't know who, just where. Ostensibly for lions, or maybe to catch a bear. At least that was their story, they related on the phone. They neglected to say the bait was a female jaguar's pheromone. After months and months of hunting for a female with which to mate, Macho B thought he smelled one and fell for the treacherous bait. He approached the trap without caution. His hormones were running wild. The thought he had found a mate at last had him totally beguiled. He was caught, and in an instant he knew he had made a mistake, yet no matter how much he snarled and fought from the trap he couldn't break. They decided to euthanize him. They said he was sick and old. They said it was for his own good. At least that was the story they told. America's only jaguar seen in 30 years or more. Just another casualty in the humans versus wildlife war. So when you're eating your dinner and listening to the 6 o'clock news, and you hear all the commentators tell the stories and give their views, let your mind drift down to the desert, now less wild than it ought to be, and resolve that you tell all your friends and neighbors the story of Macho B. And I'd like to end with one more. One I usually end with. It's called "I Stand for What I Stand On." I stand for what I stand on. If what I stand on is a muddy swamp with leeches, or the bottom of a rice paddy, or a mountain, I stand for what I stand on. If it's a waving meadow with tall grasses, a forest clearing, or the compacted duff of a centuries-old, old-growth forest. I stand for what I stand on when I stand on what I stand for, which is Mother Earth. Thank you.
Has Foster shown up? Okay. Are y'all ready? What? Yeah. When do you want a couple more people in front of you? You want a couple more people in front of me? Okay, so is Elizabeth ready? Ready, Farmer and Brenner, 1X. You want some more time? How about Lucy? Tulip? Oh, okay. People on stack here? Lucy and Tulip? Because then the stack would be Carl and Jurassic. Are they here?
I'm here.
Alright, cool. Okay, so while I tune for just a second. I'm going to tell you a joke. This joke takes place in the East Coast deciduous hardwood forest. And it's in a clearing, a grove of trees with a clearing. There's a big birch tree and there's a big beech tree next to each other, and a little sapling growing between them. And one day the birch tree and the beech tree were arguing over whether the sapling was a birch or a beech. They wanted to know. The birch tree said to the beech tree, "It's the son of a birch." And the beech tree said to the birch tree, "It's the son of a beech." And they couldn't come to a conclusion. They both thought they were right. Finally, one day a woodpecker flew into the clearing, and the trees called out to the woodpecker, "Woodpecker, woodpecker, you of everyone best know the taste of all the trees in the forest. Can you help us solve our dispute?" And the woodpecker said, "I guess so." And they said, "Tell us if this little sapling is the son of a birch or the son of a beech." And so the woodpecker flew over to the little sapling and took a little sample of it and hopped up higher and tasted it again. And they said, "Okay, what is it? What is it?" And the woodpecker said, "Well, actually, it's not the son of a birch or a beech, but it is the best piece of ash I've ever stuck my pecker in." Sorry. I also wanted to say I give props, although I don't like that expression, to the wingnut spirit of Earth First, because this is the weirdest talent show I've ever been to. I've also never done this before, so I'm having an out-of-body experience. Yeah. Okay. I have to sit in the chair, though. And I also couldn't decide what to play, so none of these are Earth First songs. And if you know the words, you can help. And it's a medley. Okay? So just pretend you like it, even if it's bad.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah! Yeah, you're amazing.
When you were mine, I gave you all of my money. Time after time, you done me wrong. Like a dream, you let all my friends come over on me, and you were so strange. You didn't have the decency to change the sheets. Oh girl, when you were mine, I used to let you wear all of my clothes. You were so fine. Maybe that's the reason that it hurts. Shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been.
bother me anyway.
All right, next we have Ruddy. And then following that, we have Lucy, Tulip, Madeline, and Carl. And Foster can jump on whenever he shows up.
This is a letter from Paniotti. He definitely would not have wanted me to read it from a cell phone. But I've been in the woods the whole time, so this is the closest he's going to get. He's a dear friend of a lot of ours. He's been in the movie for quite a long time. He's from so-called South Florida, and he's with his new baby and Kara right now. So here he goes. A note to friends and family at the 2014 Rondi from Paniotti. Warning. This is a minimally edited letter. Please forgive my typos and anything that sounds kind of stupid. Contact me at Paniotti at earthfirstjournal.org if you'd like to talk more about any of this rambling. Hey, team. It's hard not to be there with y'all, but it would be even harder still to get there at this moment in my life. It's not because I don't want to be there or even because I'm too busy washing diapers, though that is quite time-consuming. It's mostly because it's just too damn far away. After much consideration, I decided that the shuffle of priorities, which has accompanied this stage of my new parenthood, just didn't leave space for a trip all the way out west. It's the first Round River Rendezvous I've missed in the past 10 years. And I lament to say that there are too few others who I can think of that are in that camp. While there are certainly a few others who still come around, have been active much longer than me, especially there out west, it is still a testament to something that represents a significant movement shortcoming, in my opinion, the lack of continuity and consistency over the recent span of years. Props to Storm Waters, who I think made it to 17 Rondis in a row before taking a break in the last few years. Yeah, Storm. I've tried to write and co-author some articles reflecting on this theme in the past years, and I am in the process of writing a possible book about the last decades of two of Earth First history. As you may have noticed, most of the published books on Earth First ended in the early 90s. And it's not uncommon to meet people, especially older activists, that thought the Earth First they knew of was long gone. Obviously, it's not. But it is so often obscured by its offshooting groups that have been springing up all over. In so many ways, Earth First has hung on to its roots, allowing them to grow deeper but not necessarily resulting in a larger presence. Maybe something similar to what plants do in poor quality soil. The poor soil being this shithole society of greed and apathy. I think it's safe to say that the Earth First movement we find ourselves a part of today stuck closer to the ideals which birthed it than most in... Whoa, that's a lot of weird typos. Individuals who were served metaphorical midwives as much as some of... What the hell? Okay. Skipping. Earth First has grown in a unique manner compared to other activist organizations, where many grassroots groups growing into well-funded NGOs or faded away into obscurity, Earth First has gotten more gritty and anarchistic with the years, spawning off new groups rather than consolidating power in a conventional sense of organizing in the nonprofit sector who focuses on funding, branding, memberships, etc. I mention this because it has been on my mind much since stepping back further and further from my spot on the Earth First Journal Collective over the last year. We struggled so much on figuring out how to raise the big bucks, expand our collective, and even increase hourly pay to a whopping minimum wage for long-term full-time staff. We failed in that goal. Though the ambitious fundraising effort last year did get journal production on track and website management kicking ass more even than before. And in hindsight, maybe that's the way it's meant to be. Earth First appears to have weathered the ebbs and flows of the mainstream environmental movement and the nonprofit industrial complex because it stayed simple and nimble and close to the ground. A similar principle applies in both wrestling and guerrilla warfare. Earth First has become more adaptable by avoiding reliance on big funders and grants, and maybe that's the secret to its longevity. Though I had hoped that a pay increase would have allowed me to stick with the journal for longer and generally stabilize the collective's capacity to retain members, it's seeming to be for the best that the project is handed off to people who can make it work with what's available, as several of us were able to do prior to becoming dads. That's right. The journal spawned 3 dads in the past 3 years. So, if you're thinking about snipping tying, I suggest doing it before you join the team. And how about the Earth First Journal Collective holding it down right now? Damn! Yeah. Those childless wonders are really kicking ass in a way that wasn't happening for much of 2012-2013. They deserve all the support you can manage to give them. Yeah. And how about... for real. Sell weed, turn tricks, pull heists, join a medical study, get a job with Greenpeace, do whatever it takes to make some quicker money that you can donate. Keep them in business. They keep the movement visible for all of us. And on a side note, the Earth First Journal website has finally surpassed the whack-ass earthfirst.org site in a Google search. A small victory, but one worth recognizing. About the Black Seed article on Earth First sucking. I'm gonna guess that this has been circulating around out west even more than here on the east, and that many have read the critiques of Earth First in there by now. I'm working with Earth First Journal folks on a thorough response to this, but I wanted to share some thoughts here in hopes that these sentiments can be contributed if a discussion opens up regarding the two-step back piece. Yeah, sorry.
Your palette is reading a deer shit for things.
Yeah, sorry.
You love it.
None of us would listen to him for this long.
This is all you get from him. You gotta, like, soak it up.
I want it.
In part because this is at least the second insurrectionary critique of Earth First to circulate recently. The last noteworthy one being the issues are not the issues of the Rondi last year at North Carolina. First off, while the article may have relevancy in a general sense, it's a weak, tired, and off-base critique to target Earth First with. Sorry for everyone who's already at the circle yesterday. I'm sorry, folks, but Earth First is not stifling insurrection, and it's not revitalizing the rhetoric of nonviolence in the environmental anarchist movement. It just ain't happening that way. While I don't know the person who wrote the article, it reads like an opinion formed by trolling the internet rather than actually engaging with the world outside of the computer screen. Though I was flattered that they chose to reference multiple articles that I have published over the last year or so, the author's ability to twist my words to suit their own purpose only seems like it could have come from someone whose brain was warped by reading too many comments on anarchistnews.net. For starters, the Earth First printer, Primer, had the word nonviolent removed from it years ago. And while people often debate finer points to strategy, militancy, and violence, the Earth First movement has never widely accepted nonviolence as a fundamental tenet, outside of a few geographic areas who chose to do so autonomously but no longer have much of an active presence. That's his words, not mine.
I almost want Brush and Brennan to come back up and non-consensually depress me again.
On the contrary, Earth First groups and the journal have consistently spoken up in support of armed actions, be it from indigenous, peasant, anarchists, or other groups who have found themselves justified in attacking the system and or defending themselves with whatever means they had. We've done so for many years. Earth First was also, for better or worse, a breeding ground for the ideas that form the groundwork of green anarchy, both the publication and the near puritanical anti-ideology intellectualism that is espoused. And a fertile ground at that, fueling a variety of responses to the onslaught of industrialism. This is arguably where much of the support for the ELF grew from. Some people are still nervous to admit what the FBI has now laid out in plain and clear. Something about Earth First has always fired folks up and burned stuff down. The hundreds of ELF actions over the last 2 decades, which caused millions in financial damage, came primarily out of relationships formed in the Earth First movement, whether on the blockades or in the journal office. Not to mention the riots that trailed global trade summits around the world came largely out of these same Earth First circles, most specifically in Seattle, not to mention across the UK. I'm getting there. Okay. In another noteworthy example, like him or not, oh, here we go.
Woo!
Kaczynski's decision to remove a public relations CEO and timber lobbyist off the planet were inspired by articles in the Earth First Journal and its unofficial affiliate Live Wild or Die. While not everyone in Earth First Circles agree with my personal enthusiasm about this one, and some are surely tired of hearing me talking about it, the evidence is pretty irrefutable. He was one of ours. Unfortunately, Black Seed didn't have it in him to list old Uncle Ted on their prisoner page. Especially sad since differing opinions have continued to keep him off the Earth First Journal pages as well. See, it's not all bragging. I can recognize our collective shortcomings as well. That issue aside, Earth First folks continue to provide much of the most consistent and public support for eco-prisoners, as well as prisoners of all struggles, including instructionists of the FAI, CCF, and other groups. Not to mention a handy up-to-date informant tracking service to keep up with your least favorite snitch scum. On another note, because Earth First folks have known how to climb trees and rig blockades doesn't make us elite specialists. Not any more than someone who knows how to build incendiary devices or rob banks. The shit we often do can be learned by anyone, and we have collectively trained countless numbers on essentially no budget to use these skills. Yeah, more people are using civil disobedience in the environmental movement, and I think Earth First can be a bridge for them for a deeper analysis and stronger connection to the wild, and a more solid place to fight from. I see no shame in that. Okay. Black Seed also flippantly mentions Earth First support from Deep Green Resistance. A pretty low blow, considering the amount of tension and conflict we stepped into in confronting DGR on several occasions. I will readily admit that I initially had high hopes of a new force entering the arena of ecological resistance, even if I didn't agree with their obviously Maoist rhetoric and tendencies. The Journal Collective of 2011-2012 chose to use DGR's arrival. Probably should have read this whole thing before I came up here again. I read it already. arrival on the scene and avenue to discuss the strategic questions raised by the DGR book. But as the anti-trans, anti-anarchist sentiments came from and center, front and center, seeming to parallel the departure of DGR eco-author Eric McBay, their first journal was among the boldest to formally challenge and denounce DGR, publishing in-depth analysis of our differences and standing our ground in the face of overzealous supporters of Lier Keith and Derek Jensen's cult of personalities. If conflict is to be sown between friends, allies, comrades, it's better for a damn good reason. It better be for a damn good reason. Black Seed didn't provide this. Quick trip down memory lane to 2005 Round Rinder Rendezvous in Mount Hood National Forest, Oregon. While Jake the Snake Ferguson was making his rounds with the wire and laying the path to Green Scare arrests, a handful of the most influential anarchist organizers in Earth First were wrapped up in bickering and ad nauseum about basically whether people should build blockades and organize in this community or tan deer hides and fantasize about the insurrecto collapse. It seems an absurd debate in hindsight. Obviously, many of us do both, and so much more. But at the time, it pushed some serious rifts and really drew people apart. Just in time for the FBI's Operation Backfire to drive a wedge into the gap and sever a generational chasm in the movement. If you came in after that time, you might not even notice what was missing. But believe me when I say that the average age demographic at Rondi's dropped a decade or two in those years. Mm-hmm. It's hard to create an exact... I'm getting to the closing. It's hard to create an exact timeline of these events. Did the Green Scare damage us so severely or find us in a weakened, vulnerable state and exploit it? Either way, it's worth deeply exploring what occurred in those years to better understand how things went. And the mostly fictionalized GA Earth First divide is certainly a part of the story. Lesson. Fun as Earth First may be at times, it's not a fucking game or practice ground for aspiring debate class champions. Take, for example, the Earth First Journal's decision to fracture ties with GGR. We thought long and hard and sought to make our case as clear as possible, realizing that there were consequences and that we would take them seriously. I don't think this is too much to ask that Black Seed do the same. What I'm really trying to get at is that Earth First is fucking rad. It's come a long way, facing extreme repression and deep internal challenges on several occasions. And still, it has come out as easily one of the most functionally anarchist and action-based networks in this country. Yeah. It would be much appreciated if folks at Black Seed recognize that rather than lump into a generalized category of liberal enviros taking steps back for the ecological resistance. But all that stuff aside, there was actually some great content in the publication, too. I wish them luck and look forward to seeing what else they have to offer. In closing.
One more song.
There's a picture of his baby. If you want to see it,
I will.
Okay. In closing, philosophy debates to the side. Back to business. September 2014 in New York City.
Woo! Woo!
Hopefully, you've heard about the UN climate talks in NYC coming up. You may have also seen the woefully inadequate 350.org call to arms, an anonymous anti-capitalist call to, quote, spread anarchy through New York fucking city.
Yeah.
Both lacking any substance beyond join the weekend march and get your ass kicked by NYC cops in said march. Not saying that people shouldn't do those things. You might even walk away with a fat settlement check to donate to the journal. But I think Earth Versus has something much more unique and powerful to contribute. I'm hoping what exactly that is will be up for discussion at the Rondi. A call to affinity group, actions at energy infrastructure sites in the surrounding areas the week before, chaos in the financial district on the following Monday. There's not much time left till September, but what do you think? And then September 2015 in Florida. It's important. If you've ever wanted to take on a monarchy, storm a literal castle, and fight the ongoing legacy of genocide against native people in one fell swoop, mark your calendars to spend September 2015 in St. Augustine, Florida. You could help us to ruin a giant racist celebration of colonialism, to tell the elephant hunting king of Spain to fuck off,
woo!
To tear down the Castillo de San Marcos. Aside from kicking a major symbol of Euro-American manifest destiny in the teeth, this mobilization could also be used to generate support for Seminole communities resisting the ongoing attacks on the traditions and lands of their ancestors, fueled by Florida Power and Light and the state. In this case, we have plenty of time to build momentum for this. It's a small town, which won't be too hard to shut down. And it's close to the beach. Stay tuned for details. Hope to see you all somewhere out there, for real. Here's a picture of his baby, for those who want to see it.
Yeah, Zephyr.
Zephyr.
Ready.
Oh, we're next.
Oh, yeah.
What does that have to do with our recording?
Yeah, but this time you're going to sing.
I'm going to sing.
I don't think we have the accordion.
We don't have the... Okay.
What is this going to do without the accordion?
Clark?
Nope. Okay. We felt like this was an appropriate song to follow that piece. It's a country song, but it's been adopted and adapted by Earth Firsters over the past many years. It's about the Seminole wind. Or the Seminole Zephyr.
Zephyr means wind.
Oh. Okay.
All right. I'll take it from there.
Okay.
One, two,
three.
Ever since the days of old, men have searched for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave their empty holes. Way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole.
You can sing along.
Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. Calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. Blow, blow across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, They made their plans and the dreams
and the water.
The blades are growing dry. Last time I walked in the swamp, I stood upon a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. Blow, blow across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligator and the gar.
Farmer, I got one more for you. This was requested last night to Dana, but he didn't sing it. It's a Danny Dollinger song. It's about a dollar and a quarter.
Yeah.
You can sing along with this one, too.
If I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor. A big old 40-ouncer with a note that needs an answer. Look me in the eyes and tell me, how can you say no to love? We'll get out on the highway and see the whole world my way. Eat out of the dumpsters out behind the health food stores. We'll eat lots of sprouts and berries that are just a little scary. Sleep beneath the bridges on the freeway of dreams. My karma is too good for you to worry about the crazies. I love everybody and there's nothing that I own. And all of the axe murderers who like to pick up hitchhikers will take us where we're going and then just leave us alone. I fucking hope. So leave your daddy's mansion that has suffered from expansion so many times he can no longer find his way around. Say goodbye to the high life and say hello to my life. Look me in the eyes and tell me, how can you say no to love? If I had a dollar and if I had a quarter, I would buy for you a bottle of the very best malt liquor.
Is Lucy ready? Yeah. And then we have Philip and then Madeline.
Can I make mine now?
Oh yeah. KP, do you want to do that? KP has an announcement for us.
Well, just really quick, I have a blanket over here and I have a bunch of endangered species condoms. They're free, they're condoms in really cute packages, and I don't want to take them home. Also t-shirts and Dana Lyon CDs, and the blanket's going to disappear in not too long, so visit it!
Woo!
We make deals on t-shirts.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that note, I would like to encourage the people that are male identified in the, I'm just saying, look, you can get a vasectomy, okay? Because it's not that bad. I got it for free at the health clinic, and I didn't even have to give my real name. So, you couldn't necessarily get, the prescription afterwards or whatever. So, I'm sure, the little herbal secrets to be able to take care of that afterwards. So, yes, please do that. And the reason that I got one was because I went to Arizona and worked with the Earth First Journal as a short-term writer and editor and saw what was happening down there. So I'd encourage you to get a vasectomy if you can, please. Thank you so much.
And if you want to have kids, it's totally fine, and no one needs to tell you what to do with your body.
We love that.
Lucy, are you ready?
Sure. Go on. If you're ready, go.